This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
To the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, August 6, 2022. We're an hour, two of the broadcast, going to be taking your phone calls all this hour. I wanted to mention, support RBN, donate to RBN. If you enjoy this broadcast, donate, let them know you enjoy this broadcast. I ask for nothing. It takes money to run a network. If you like news and information like this, we have to keep Republic Broadcasting on the air. You know, the audio I played last week of Joe Biden, where he was talking about dripping in blood and carnage and all that from January 6th and the failure of Trump. I've heard several broadcasts, not mainstream, but I've heard several broadcasts playing that audio, and that really was quite unique to hear it put like it was, you know, the hell of a Gettysburg or something, you know. But anyway, that's the president of whom we have. All right, we're going to the phones. Bruce in Texas. Bruce, how you doing? What's on your mind today?
Oh, I'm doing okay. You hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, right. I'm going to try to be as quick as possible. If I hit like 8 minutes or so, just say, okay, thanks, and bring the next caller on. Because there's so much. Where do you begin? I'm going to go to RT.com. Congresswoman's criticism of Kiev's irritates Washington, CNN. Ukrainian-born Victoria Sparks refuses to stop her bellicose comments. Okay, and I'm going to summarize. She's a Republican that was born in the Ukraine, and she's been criticizing Zelensky and the Ukrainian government for corruption, but she's still backing them in the war. And she's being pressured by the White House. And even, look here, let me get to that. We've all talked to her. One Republican lawmaker told the outlet, it's pissing people off because it hurts the cause. And there's this other congresswoman who's former CIA, DOD, and she's Jewish, and she's running point. Her name is Eliza Slotkin. I think there's an open question of why she's so openly saying something that's so clearly aligned with Russian talking points. You know, not even in Congress do you have freedom of speech. You know, and she's being pressured by Republicans. I'm gonna contact my senators, you know, as worthless as they are. And just to hope, because, you know, if this Second Amendment thing goes down, it's all, we're all done for. There's a first and second down the toilet, you know? And it's just crazy. I'm going to come into some money, and I don't even know if I want to stick around. Well, you know, Civil War II may happen. It may turn into just Haiti or Zimbabwe, you know? It's obscene. And also, Alex Jones cucked on Sandy Hook. He's cucked on so many things. He buried himself, in my opinion. But he didn't stand firm on it. Apologizing to these criminals. That's what they are, these parents and these officials. They're scumbags. They're criminals. They've taken in millions and millions of dollars. And the United States, money is a weapon, and they're using it effectively. I'll stop there. What do you say to that?
Let me mention this, Bruce. I'm glad you brought that up because I meant to actually.
Are you there?
Hey,
oh,
there.
No.
I'm here.
All
I'm
right.
Here.
Looks like we've lost him.
Hey, I'm here.
Play some
can
music.
You hear me, Sam?
Oh.
Yeah, you're on the air, Farron.
Okay.
I can hear you now.
All right. I'm glad that you said that, Bruce, because that was one of the things I wanted to mention. Yeah, he's totally, Alex Jones has totally backed off. He was completely wrong, all of that. And in all of these cases, when we see, usually it's someone making a racial, maybe a sports star or something, making a racial comment, and then they're called for it. Apologizing does no good. Backing down does no good. They still censor you. They still deplatform you. They still do whatever they're going to do. But yeah, saying he done it to himself is yeah, there's probably a lot of truth in that. And also, if I had seen this, I would have printed this. I guess, was it August 6th? So it was today. Yeah, the Congresswoman's criticism of Kyiv irritates Washington. That's one of the headlines on RT if you want to go there and see and read exactly what Bruce is talking about. Because, Bruce, you make a great point. We're talking about our First Amendment has been evaporated. They're trying to evaporate, further evaporate would be a better way to put it, the Second Amendment. And I hate to be a naysayer or, you know, a pessimist, but I have to be a pessimist because I'm a realist. And if you're a realist, it's damn hard to be an optimist. So I think you make some good points. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah. Alex Jones played a key role in getting Trump elected in 2016. And I think that's part of it there. They want to get him out of the way. They want to shut him down. He should have took his stuff offshore, Mexico maybe, or some other country. Did like Andrew Anglin did, and just haul butt, you know, because it's just too bad here now. It's just,
And Christian, you'll probably agree with this. I'd like to get your opinion. You know, I'm not the biggest Alex Jones fan. I've had a lot of criticism of Alex Jones, and, you know, I've met Alex Jones a couple of times, blah, blah, blah. But I think you have the right. If you don't have the right to question as a journalist, as media, or just as a citizen, if you don't have the right to question the official narrative and give your own opinion.
Looks like we lost Farron again.
No, we have Farron. Farron's still online. We're having issues with you're still live, Farron.
Okay, yeah.
I'm cutting them loose.
With you, Bruce, you're having issues with the audio. I'm on. If we don't have the right to question these narratives, then we're just a serf and a knave, and we are a slave. We don't have constitutional rights to freedom of speech. It's a myth. If they can do to you what they're doing to Alex Jones. Like I say, I'm not the biggest Alex Jones fan by a long shot. I've had a lot of criticism. I think he's put out a lot of good work, and he's put out some bad work. And that might go for all of us. I don't know, but that's my opinion. Any last word real quick, Bruce, and we'll move on?
We dropped Bruce.
All right, we dropped Bruce. Bruce, we were having problems with your audio, unfortunately, but thanks for the phone call. Paul in New Jersey, Miles, Darrell, and B coming up. Paul, how you doing?
Hello, Farron. Hey, Farron, should I have consulted my lawyer before making this call?
Maybe.
You know, it's just a matter of, like, are they going to extend this and make people liable for anonymous calls? Or are we going to is the next logical step to criminalize mass shooting denial? Right? I mean, they already have Holocaust denial all throughout the world. Maybe they're going to criminalize any dissenting opinion. Maybe they're going to throw people who don't want the vaccine. Maybe they'll throw them in prison too, or sue them. You know, and the thought is, one thing about this is part of the reason Alex Jones is going to get sued is because Alex Jones had a big pile of money sitting there. And Alex Jones, you know, you can't do that if you're going to be in this field. And this goes for you, Farron. You might want to consider divorcing the missus and handing her all your dough so she's not liable. And in case they come after you, you can basically just argue that, oh, she's got all the money and she thinks I'm a Nazi. There you go. And so there's no money to get. We really have to start thinking like this because, you know, and this isn't any kind of new thing. Remember what they did to Hal Turner back in about 2008. Remember, his comments were rather innocuous, and some judge out of Connecticut came out and found his speech hateful, and they went out and they had to sue him and get two mistrials before they finally indicted that ham sandwich and tossed him in prison. Right? And here's the thought. When Hal Turner was in trouble back in 2008, I don't remember Alex Jones really coming to his defense in any way. Just on the principle of free speech. And notice, too, Farron, concerning this, Rush Limbaugh has been on the air for some 30 years. Notice he's sitting on, before his death, he's sitting on like somewhere around $700 million. Notice nobody ever sued him for his comments. Nobody ever did. And it really shows you that, when you have talent on loan from God, I guess that's associated with making inoffensive milquetoast comments that no one sues you for. And that goes for Hannity also. You know, a lot of these guys, obviously, if you're not getting in trouble for what you're saying, you're obviously playing it safe and being a real intellectual pussy. Because that's what those guys are, corporate intellectual pussies. Right? And now here's part of the problem with this about, in a sense, the people coming from Connecticut to sue Sandy Hook, for one, they seem disproportionately Jewish if you factor in Jewish representation in this country. And it seems like they're harvesting all the money that Alex Jones accumulated from the well-intentioned Christian listeners, you know? And basically, all the people who donated to InfoWars all those years and bought their products and their boner pills and all the rest of that, right? Now they're just, it's just a big harvest of all that cash from the Christians, the rural red state people, and they're transferring it to blue state Connecticut liberals. That's what's happening. And so the lesson is, in this, Farron, is if you get too rich in this kind of work, you know, you're going to, the people with the big noses, they're going to smell the money and they're going to want to sue you and they're going to want to take all your money. So the lesson is, fellas, bury your money or whatever, convert it to gold, bury it out in the backyard. And like I said, divorce your wife, not based on frigidity, which is common, but just to hand the family money over to unsuable relatives and in-laws. So they don't clean you out and take all your loot you accumulated your life for, and all of a sudden it's in the hand of liberals. And one last note, Farron, and to chime in with the last caller, maybe this has to do with alternative things. Maybe this is just, you know, a roundabout to get Alex Jones more because of the COVID shots and his views on the COVID shots. Because you know the CDC, the government, and Big Pharma, they hate Alex Jones because he turned more people against getting vaccinated than any single man in this country. And on that, we do have to commend him for the good work he's done on that front. And on that note, Farron.
Wow, Paul, those are some great points, and I think we're in full agreement. I know you're not the biggest Alex Jones fan either, but it's the precedence that this sets for everyone. And I'm like you. I thought he'd done some really good work on COVID, and probably, I agree, he has probably, because, I mean, I'll tell you this much, my love-hate relationship with InfoWars, since COVID come about, I've ran into the most people that either brought up Alex Jones, people that's emailed me a link like from my family that I never had a clue knew who Alex Jones was, or I've seen an InfoWars bumper sticker or something. So, he's gotten pretty darn big. And, another thing too, Paul, real quick, I never heard Alex Jones say a word about the deplatforming of Andrew Anglin. I never heard him say a word about, defending Andrew Anglin's freedom of speech and the plight. I mean, InfoWars claims to be the most censored network, and maybe they are, because they are a network where Andrew Anglin's a website, but the most censored website, without a doubt, is Andrew Anglin. I never heard him say a word. I'll give you the last word real quick, and then we got Miles, Daryl V, and Rick coming up.
Well, after Limbaugh died, the heir apparent to me was Alex Jones. He's let's be honest, he does a very compelling 3 hours from that time slot, and until RBN can come up with a better alternative talk show host to compete with Alex Jones, he's the biggest guy out there. And on that note, Farron, thank you.
All right, thank you for the phone call. We're going to just move through the callers so everybody gets on. Miles in Maine, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning, Farron. Good calls there. I'd like to remind Paul, though, you know, these things that get going, like in Michigan, with we're going to kid and all this kind of stuff that they were claiming. Who were those people that did it? Well, they were FBI operatives, agents, whatever you want to call them. And it's good to remember that Hal Turner himself said he worked with the FBI. So I think there's a difference in a Hal Turner and Alex Jones. And I'll tell you, I'm not Alex Jones' biggest fans, but on the same token, Alex Jones woke up a lot of people. He showed a lot of people a lot of things, and he did a lot of good early, especially early on. He did a lot of good things with his videos in terms of Bohemian Grove and some of these other things that brought a lot of attention to it, and the vaccines and that kind of thing. On the same token, I'll never forget the great William Cooper that said, never trust this guy. You know, those words stuck in my head. That's what I drew from the experience of Mr. Cooper's words. And on the same token with this Alex Jones thing, I can't really look at it. I try not to look at everything as all totally bad, but here's the thing. We don't have an ACLU for us or a Black Lives Matter for us, so we're stuck in this quandary here that we're in, because the one thing I see about this, if they can do this to Alex Jones, and every time they come on here on the TV, on the radio, on the news, and they print about these fictitious gun crimes, and things happening with guns, as well as the vaccines, I mean, they should be held accountable. The media told everybody go take these vaccines, and these people are in bad shape, so they should all be sued right out of existence, in my opinion. And, you know, with regards to Chuck Baldwin, another great man, awesome guy, but, you know, I have said it before, and it's kind of maybe even too past its time now, but boycott, boycott, boycott. But if you can't boycott, how are we going to do what Chuck Baldwin suggests and go? And you think these people are going to run around calling their legislators? They can't even stop buying their favorite candy bar. I mean, it's ridiculous. So, you know, until these people do something, and I love it when Chuck was just so right on when he said, if you're waiting for the Republican Party, I mean, you know it. You've said it yourself. The Republicucks, the party of surrender. The white flag's their symbol. If we wait for them, we might as well just be waiting to take a step in our casket. And with that, Farron, always have a great show. Keep up the good work.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yeah, and, you know, along with what Miles said, back when I first started, before I got as jaded as I am, I did practice that, trying to call my senators here in North Carolina, the worthless Senator Burr, and they signed the petitions, and I'm sorry. I hate to be such a naysayer, but it just wasn't worth a damn. It didn't matter how many signatures we sent on anything. They didn't care because they didn't respect us. They didn't work for us. They never did. And so, you know, I'm with Miles. The Republican Party is the party of the white flag. All right, we're going to Daryl in Canada. Daryl, the break's going to get you. I'll hold you over. Go ahead. What's on your mind today? Thanks for the call.
Well, thank you. well, $50 million for free speech for Alex Jones. And, you know, you mentioned earlier he never talks about the JQ question. He's probably thinking that's a good idea now that what he didn't probably would have been $100 million. And, of course, who knows how many more hundreds of millions are coming with his situation. I remind the people also that Nick Sandman last week got his all his judgments with CNN and the Washington Post and all that stuff thrown out by some Jewish-sounding judge in Kentucky, so there's justice for you, right? Unbelievable. Well, I got so many things to talk. I'll go quick here. Russia. Russia's got the ultimate American victim now, a black lesbian woman who's the second next to LeBron James, hates America more than anyone else. Go ahead, Farron.
Yeah, and, you know, when she was in court, It was interesting, Daryl. She was telling the judge she wanted to just go home to her wife. And I was thinking, I bet all of Russia is just appalled. All right, we're coming up on the break. We'll be back with Daryl, then V, then Rick. Back in moments.
Thank you. American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
I wanted to say something real quick before we go back to Daryl. We got Daryl V, Rick, Charles, and Paul coming up. I think, and I'm a conspiracy factualist. I think that the third trial will be the big money, the $1 billion, $800 million, $500 million, whatever, just crazy number in the third trial. And the reason for it is all these lawyers have got to get theirs. So the first one, it's not going to be the $1 billion one. They would feel like there'd be nothing left for number two and number three, so they all got to get theirs. So, I mean, I may be all wet. I don't know how these things are structured and how they divvy up, whatever. I'm not an expert in that field for sure. But my money is on the second one will be kind of like the first one. And then the third one, all the headlines will be, it'll be the golly whopper. All right, back to Daryl. Daryl.
Yeah, that's great. Go ahead. Right, that's a very plausible scenario, Farron, with Alex, yes. Yeah, just to finish up with Brittany Griner, if I was the Russians, I would wait. I'd wait as long as I could, wait till near the end of the Biden regime there, because they're going to be really desperate to get her home, and they're going to be they'll be willing to trade just about anybody at that point. So I wouldn't be too in a hurry if I was Russia. I would wait because they know that Trump or somebody else in 2025 is not going to do anything like that. So they wait, and it's gold for the Russians. And as far as the Palestinians, I got a suggestion for the I know you, everyone around the world listens to this broadcast. I suggest to the Palestinians, the Israelis just killed another Palestinian military leader from Islamic Jihad, and then the Palestinians send those little rockets in, and they were taken out by the American Iron Dome. I would say to them, listen, people, 90% of Israelis have been, you know, nearly four jabbed. 15% of Palestinians apparently have. So just bide your time. You got like maybe 2 to 5 years, 2030 at the latest, and there's going to be just a massive die-off in Israel. So things will get a lot better for you. I mean, it's be like China. Play the long game there. I'm not a big fan of the Palestinians either, but I mean, the enemy of my enemy. Now, speaking of dying off, did you see that, Farron? There's a big Zogby poll. It was really interesting about... they talked to 1,038 or something vaxxed and unvaxxed people. They say there were 33% unvaxxed. You were mentioning earlier 20 reading. It's so over all over the place. It's probably somewhere between 33 and 20 that are unvaxxed. There's no way to pinpoint it, really. But of the 67% roughly, or a little bit more, that are vaxxed from 1 to 4 doses, 15% have been diagnosed with a new with a new condition, ranging from a few weeks to 3 months. And like the highest that I ever heard before that was Germany. 6 to 7% of the jabbed had some problems. And blacks were three times more likely than whites to have new conditions. Hispanics were five times more likely than whites, apparently. The regular conditions were, number ones were blood clots, surprise, surprise, heart attacks, liver damage, strokes, autoimmune disease, going up to about 90%. And another interesting part is they asked people that if they knew anybody personally that had a medical condition also, and not just themselves, but 30% said they knew somebody. And 2 to 1, on a basis of 2 to 1 percentage, it was with younger people that were having these new medical conditions compared to the older ones. The older ones were getting enough too. Same with the blood clots, strokes, autoimmune, all the same thing. So it's a large percentage of the population. Like, it's not 50-50, but it's none of this 1%, like Tucker Carlson was saying, 1 in 5,000, and the German study, 6%. It's 15.
I got music. Thank you so much. Great points, as always.
Thank
you. We're coming back to B, Rick, Charlie, and Paul back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better, have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I wanted to say real quick, Daryl, sorry to, I didn't mean to drop you there. The music was very faint. I don't think you could hear it. But anyway, great points as always. Appreciate the phone call. Didn't mean to cut you off. But Daryl made me think of something, and I've got to share it with you. Somebody, if they could just get this message to Putin, I think it would be wonderful. The whole world would love this. Putin should call a press conference and say the press conference is going to last 30 seconds, and you know, then once he makes this press conference, it should go viral. It should be everywhere, YouTube, RT.com, every place that would cover it, carry it. And he should say that America wants Brittany Griner. He's ready to do a prison swap. We'll give you Brittany Griner. You give us, wait for it, Julian Assange. Could you imagine the reaction of the... There would be a large segment of the world that would applaud that. All right, V in Poland. V, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
Yes. Well, I am V, host of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm the late night spot on RBN, in case you guys are not familiar with me. Monday through Friday... 10 p.m. to midnight central. Yes. So, you have some wonderful callers there with some points there. I would like to address all those points, if I may. You gotta, and wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if we could get Assange back? But unfortunately, it's not happening. I see that the woke liberal would do something as a power play, which is not a power play against the Russians, but would be a power play against our own people to have this liberal basketball player. This is someone who hates America and thinks that, you know, minorities, you know, blah, 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 blah. I'm a black man. I can tell you the stuff that she stands for is crap. That's a whole doorway I don't even want to go into. But to release a criminal, basically a warlord, a Russian warlord, to get an American basketball player that hates America, that's a bad deal. That's a very bad deal. And to what your other caller was saying there, you know, the transferring of funds, because Alex Jones is on the block, and I'm glad you're covering this, because this is something that I've been covering as well. I covered it last night, as a matter of fact. This is, you know, you have your intentions in the right place, but you have to do it the right way. You're going to have your money tied up into a trust fund or tied up into some business deals that can't be unlatched. I myself have that going on for myself right now. You don't give it to a wife and divorce her and all that stuff, because these feds, the shadow government, have their ways. They will turn people against you. So if you want to give all your money to an ex, you did half of their work for them. They will make sure that you'll never see that money again. So you have to be careful in the way you move your money around. Okay? An ex-wife is never a good idea. Making a wife an ex-wife is never a good idea. Especially with how they think. There's always ulterior motive when it comes to men. Oh, well, maybe he has a new wife, or maybe, you know, and the intelligence agencies will play on these sort of things, these thought processes and these insecurities, and I guarantee you, you'll never see your money again. So what you need to do is have yourself trust funds. You need to tie yourself up into business if you're that sort of person. Now, when it comes to Alex Jones, I'm going to tell you, I made a post on my social network, TLBTalk.com. If you guys are not on TLBTalk.com, which is partnered up with RBN, sponsors my show, and technically sponsors all the shows on RBN, you should be going on there. So on my profile, I actually literally just put in that... let me read it. Alex Jones just couldn't stand his ground like a man and be martyred. I guess having such a new, young, and beautiful wife is so much to live for. Make way for a warrior like me. And I mean that. I know all of us have gotten our start with Alex Jones. Most of us have. But when you have somebody who is going to take back what he's saying, and he's literally on the podium stating that, oh, I've tried taking it back, I've tried taking it back, but the media, the mainstream media, keeps saying that I'm saying these other things, and they won't let me take it back. No, this is your opportunity to present your evidence. Alex Jones is somebody who has hundreds of papers in front of him every show proving whatever his point is. And so, and the whole point of it being a defamation case is ridiculous to me, because who is he defaming? The government?
Oh, I'm with you. I'm with you on that, V. I mean, I know we've discussed this before, but the fact that we're living in a situation where we're supposed to now
have freedom of speech?
We don't have freedom of speech. We're supposed to secure our money so it's not taken away from us. That's, again, the Patriot movement on defense. It's like we live on defense. We never are on offense. We just continue. Like this situation with Alex Jones, which, you know, a lot of us have varying opinions of Alex Jones, but it, the precedence of this, where if you don't go along with the official narrative, you can be bankrupted. That is a slippery slope that should scare the daylights out of everyone. But, you know, but what will come of it? What's going to come of it? Yeah, the RBN audience is going to know about it. A lot of people is going to know. But my problem is the Republican Party, they're not going to do anything. And actually, most likely, once they're done with Alex Jones, they'll move over to whoever else they can turn to that doesn't go along with the official narrative.
Well, I see. That's the thing. And I have said many times, Sandy Hook was a hoax. It is a false flag narrative. Some people will come at me and say, oh, but these people really did die, or whatever. And that doesn't define whether there's some that an operation was a false flag or not. You can have crisis actors, or you can have real people that die. It doesn't matter. It is the operation put into play that is put there to manipulate the emotions, the thoughts of the people, to get to achieve a political ends.
Oh yeah,
based on a false narrative.
I got a full bank of callers, and you know how the time runs out. Thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. And 10 to 12 Central Time, the Red Pill Hardcore, Monday through Friday. Everyone that's interested, that's V. Thanks for the phone call, V, and thanks for calling in from Poland. Feel free to call back. Rick in Arizona, Charlie, Paul, I'm going to get everybody on. Rick, how you doing? Thanks for the phone call.
Yeah, Farron. Yeah, I just want to follow up on what V said. You know, Rush Limbaugh went to his grave, never naming the Jew or telling you not to wear a mask, because he was part of the establishment, and so was Alex. You know, Alex had his opportunity to go down with the ship and to do something for the people and their gun rights. Alex was not for gun rights. Alex is for what Donald Trump did. Donald Trump came in lying to you about the wall, and Trump was the guy that put the power into the red flag laws so a congressman could go back to his district and talk to the local people and say, well, hell, Donald Trump thinks it's a good idea. That's how much power Trump had, right? So Alex sits there on national TV. I was watching ABC News last night, and Alex goes, yeah, after I talked to the parents, Sandy Hook was real. Really? I don't think Alex Jones is going to part with 10 cents. I don't see it. Where was Alex's supporters outside the courtroom, outside the courthouse? Free Alex. Alex is right. You're all being had. And our biggest weakness is too many people don't know when they're being robbed or lied to. This guy's BS. Mr. Cooper was right about Alex Jones. Alex Jones woke up on a lot of people. What good are those people? Were they outside the courthouse? Who was the judge in this courthouse? Where's Alex Jones' pipe-powered lawyer, Barnes, asking to see the official crime scene photos of the dead body of this kid that Alex is going to hand over $45 million? You people believe this crap? That's all I got to say, Aaron. Aaron,
hey,
thanks for the
Rick,
call.
Hey, Rick, you made two really good points. One, I didn't see any crowding. This is in Texas. I didn't see any crowd there. That's really good. And I wondered the same thing. I wonder, because he's been having his lawyer on Barnes on InfoWars pretty regular, just denouncing this. And actually, I was watching the news last night too, Rick, and Alex said he was going to invite the parents of Sandy Hook onto his show. I don't know if – do we still have Rick?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, so he said he was going to have the family come on to InfoWars now. So yeah, I think you make some really good points there. I wanted to give you the opportunity if there's anything else you'd like to add.
Well, all I got probably left to say is, you know, first of all, what good is Alex Jones to the movement? He is giving them the look. There's this train starting to rumble that these things are fake, and he's helped them put a nail in the coffin, because a lot of the normies will look at this and just say, yeah, well, Alex Jones is giving the congressmen and the senators the will to vote for gun laws. Okay, he's helping these senators being to be able to justify the vote for gun control because of these shootings. Until you see the people's brains being blown out and these kids on the floor dead, these things are fake. Thanks for taking the call.
Hey, thanks, Rick. Thanks. I'll always enjoy your phone call, too, by the way, Rick. And, you know, if you can find it somewhere, I did, supposedly, the last interview Doyle Shamley, which was Bill Cooper's right-hand man, was ever going to do on the assassination of Bill Cooper. It hopefully lives somewhere out in YouTube land. I'm not sure. Charlie in Florida, then we got Paul in California coming up. Paul, hey, Charlie, how you doing?
Oh, hello, Baron. How you doing? Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, sir. You sound good. Yes, you sound good.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm calling because on this thing, you know, people can like or dislike Alex Jones, but I don't think – I made this comment last night on yesterday afternoon at the end of Mike's Rivera's show, but there wasn't a whole lot of time, so I wanted to get this out again because I want to make sure people understand what's really happening here in this Alex Jones thing. See, Alex Jones, what he said wasn't wrong. He didn't say anything wrong. Okay, what the officials, what happened was one of the people from one of the parents, supposed parents, right, of these victim children said that he hugged his son before he passed away while he was at the school. And according to the official narrative that was released by the police department at Sandy Hook, none of the parents were ever there to be with the children at the time of death. So how did this guy do this? Okay, well, Alex Jones was reporting when he said he got in trouble because he said that what this guy said wasn't true. He said that that couldn't be true. And he was being honest because, according to the official narrative, none of the parents were with the children at their time of death. So Alex Jones has nothing said nothing wrong. He had nothing. He has nothing. He's going by exactly what official narrative said. He called BS on this guy, that supposed parent, and he was correct. So here's the problem. The problem is that Alex Jones is being railroaded. Okay, and it's not by the court system, by the left court system. And it's not just him they're going after. They're going after freedom of speech. Okay, they're going to not stop there. They're going to be continuing this on. They're going to go after RBN. They're going to go after every platform out there that's a truth-telling organization, broadcaster, anybody that has any weight against anything. So what we're seeing is this thing about, okay, I didn't complain about when they came after the Jews, right? Scenario. Because if we don't complain about what's going on, then when they come after us, where are we going to stand? There's nobody going left to be able to take up for us. Okay, I think Alex Jones is a bunch of theater, but they're gone after it. And they're going after him, and they're going to go after all of us who believe in freedom of speech. And see, but the reason is because he's telling the truth. Alex Jones didn't say anything wrong. So he has nothing to stand on. He has no case. They've taken everything that he had a case on against him. So people who want to say, well, why didn't he do this? Why didn't he do that? He can't. He's being railroaded. He has no case. Because they've taken everything away from him on this particular issue. Last thing I'd like to say is I want to remind everybody out there, I mentioned this before, we got to quit spending our money at Taco Bell and places like this that support these left-wing transgender blah, blah, blah agendas. Because we're going to end up like Sodom and Gomorrah if we don't.
I agree with you on that, Charlie.
Going to go down in flames, yeah.
After you brought that up, now I went to the website for Taco Bell. I'm in full-blown Taco Bell boycott. And let me say this real quick, and Paul, we're going to get to you. You know, if you think about it, Charlie, and those are great points, and I appreciate your phone call. But just think about we've talked a lot today about the Alex Jones lawsuit. Think about the Remington lawsuit. Remington sells the gun to a licensed gun dealer, and they sell the gun to a person with a permit to buy the gun, everything by the book. And then supposedly the gun is taken by Adam Lanza from his mom. I don't remember the specifics if it's in a safe or whatever. And supposedly does this. And they somehow in these courts now in America make Remington liable for $73 or $74 million. Bankrupt Remington. And then move from that to using whatever comments like Alex Jones don't have the right to say whatever he believes. He don't have the right to have his own perception of reality, whether it's right or wrong. It shouldn't matter. And then that's defamation. And look, and then they're bankrupting Alex Jones. I'm going to have to move on. I got two phone calls. I'm going to get them both on. We've got about 5 minutes. Charlie, I appreciate the comments, and feel free to always call back in. Paul in California, then Dan in Washington. Paul, I'm sorry. I know you've been holding. If you can hold it to about 3 minutes, we'll get Dan. Go ahead, sir.
Paul, you're on air.
Paul? Hey, Paul?
I'm getting no audio.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we got you.
Okay, sorry about that. Just a little operator error here. Yeah, no worries. I was just listening to the other callers doing all good stuff. Rick, I want to tell you, solid call. I couldn't agree more. All this stuff is theater. Alex Jones, I'm sorry. I don't know how much of him is authentic and what parts are authentic, but Alex Jones, in many ways, is a punk. Okay, he won't stand his ground. He has said in the past that Sandy Hook was fake. He went along with it, and now he won't stand his ground. People like Jim Fetzer will stand his ground till the day he dies. Okay, he's the man on this stuff. He's being sued. He's got a judgment against him. He's filed a brief with the Supreme Court. He's not going to move an inch. Alex Jones cannot be counted on. And not only that, a lot of people don't know this, and you may know this, Baron, but the great founder of this network, John Stadtmiller, did not think well of Alex Jones for a number of reasons that I won't go into, but I think you know what I'm referring to. And if you go spend enough time online, you can hear him saying the most stupid, ridiculous things, okay, such as, you know, everybody knows the Saudis or the Arabs run Hollywood. He actually said that. I've seen the clips.
Yeah, okay? Yeah.
Besides talking about the Chi-Coms and all that, he's a dead end. He sucks up people's energy and rage going nowhere, okay? Not everybody, excuse me, not everybody has to name the Jew or needs to name the Jew, but ultimately that's where the road goes. And if you are not going there for 15, 20 years or more, then you're either too stupid to be continued on the air or you cannot be taken seriously. Just quickly on V's comments, I had to laugh a little bit when V said, I'm a black man. Well, guess what? If you're listening, V, so is Brittany Griner. Okay, there's no doubt about it. So is Serena Williams and his brother from another mother, Venus Williams. No doubt about it. Okay, this is like solid anatomical stuff. All the research has been done. You can watch fantastic presentations online. There are anatomical markers between males and females that no surgery or no hormones are going to erase because it's skeletal.
Paul, let me grab Dan. I got about 2 minutes. Thank you so much for the phone call. Good commentary on Alex Jones. I know the Stadtmiller side of that. Thank you so much, Paul. Dan in Washington, about 2 minutes. They're yours. Go ahead, sir.
I just wanted to say I think you play some of the best music on Republic. You know, I appreciate the heavy metal and, I appreciate your music. So the other caller the other week said he didn't, but we don't want to get too puritanical here and heavy metals. I think shows the spirit of the white man and kind of the Nordic Viking warrior spirit to me. It's not really about Christianity in a sense. Some of it may be, but I think Alex Jones, he did not defend Daily Stormer. He did not defend, I think he did have Richard Spencer on his show. I'll give him that credit. But I remember him saying, I'm not going to defend Daily, the Charlottesville people. So it is what it is, but I still don't think these lawsuits are conducive to free speech. So I think he should, like, plead for asylum in Russia. Really, that would be a great move. He could just move to Russia, not pay anything, and probably be a good propagandist for them. I think a lot of these guys should just leave the country. Because, I mean, you give someone, the average American, $1 million fine, well, you ruin their life. I mean, what are you going to do? You know, unless you're a, well, like Richard Spencer, totally, he's not a rich man, you know. So I don't know what they're going to do. Even though they got it reduced, still a lot of money.
Yeah, Richard Spencer, he just pretty much disappeared. You know, they took his domain, which was altright.com or something like that. And so, yeah. Well, like I was saying, this is a scary precedence to set. We see it's always one way. It's always against the right wing. And yeah, you're right. Alex Jones said he wasn't going to defend anyone from Charlottesville. And what Paul said was true as well. So it's interesting to see where we find ourselves. I'll give you the last word. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, just South Front had an article about this black girl in Russia that got arrested. There's also like six Americans facing the death penalty that were dumb enough to buy into the propaganda. And it's funny how even the article said, because this lady's black, because she's Black Lives Matter and gay and stuff, they're making a big deal of her, but they're letting those other guys die in there, you know, not even talking about them.
I got music. Thanks for all the phone calls. Wonderful phone calls today. When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all. If I could only see her now.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.